Forum with Coach Stephen Foster after a 4-2 victory over Whitley Warriors. A derby win's always sweet. This one, this time in front of the home fans, and all done in the third period.
Yeah, I think the same as when we were up at Whitley. I mean, it's this year the boys have done really well at coming back at games. You know, it's never over, and we as a team just believe that we've still got something in the tank there to give, and came up with a treat. Obviously, Callum got that goal early on in the third, and then really we didn't look back from there.
Well, it was kind of a war of attrition at that point through 40 minutes. Neither team really wanting to give much away, but scrappy in periods, but just genuinely a hard fought 40 minutes. They managed to get the noses in front, but really you couldn't call it at that point.
No, I think first period I thought was very, very even. We didn't give up a whole lot of good opportunities. When we did, we tried to make sure that they were from the outside and minimise the risk factor. Second period, I thought they were by far the better team. We really didn't get any pressure on their goal, but it was the penalties that kind of killed our momentum. And we killed them well. Generally, we're very, very good at a penalty killing. You know, I would say we've got to have one of the best penalty kill sets, all the kind of three lines and all the boys that do that in the league, because they do an awesome job. We don't really want to be in that position, because that kind of, it wrecks the momentum for us, and also your main players are getting tired doing that as well. So it's understandable that we didn't have a whole lot of opportunities in that second period, because the boys were a little bit tired because of what they've had to do. So, you know, they've done a grand job. We kept it to 1-0 on a period that that we didn't do great on, and that obviously gave us a good opportunity coming to the third and just really go for it.
I think the manner in which we got ourselves on level terms gave the ultimate boost, because saying up in the crowd, the keeper's never going to save that in a million years. Top bins from Callum Wilkinson. What a superb goal to get us off the mark.
Yeah, absolutely. And Callum did that up there, up at Whitley as well. Mm-hmm. You know, that great wrist shot. And, you know, sometimes he probably gets a lot of grief because his dad's one of the coaches as well. You know, he's probably his biggest critic. But yeah, Callum had a good game tonight, and he's coming up with some important goals for us. And it's interesting, we just swapped the lines around for that, and we're just like, oh, well, that worked all right. But we've got those options, and some of the times we've got to do something to spark a little bit, and Callum just off to the races down, puts it, like you say, top shelf, and... yeah, he's come up with some good goals, as the likes of Finn and people. Like, you know what I mean? All of the boys are good, and when they get the chances. You know, recently, previous weeks, odd games, we've been shooting in the middle of the keeper and stuff like that. We did that at odd times tonight, but we've got to keep working on that. And really make, if we're going to have a shot, make the goalie save it instead of just right at him.
Saying about the quality of the shots, but all four of those goals in that last period, you could say something really good about all four. I mean, Finn scored one-handed on his knees at one point, and it was really pretty to watch.
Yeah, and I think it's the never give up kind of thing that we try and train. We're trying to make sure the boys are fast in training, trying to bear down and make good opportunities and good scoring opportunities in training, which hopefully is paying off as it comes into games. The boys are getting there. You know, we're still not the finished article. We didn't do so great down in D side last week, and that was more us not doing as well as we could. So we just got to make sure we keep it up every single game. Like tonight, we only played well for probably 40 minutes tonight. We need to play well for full 60s. And then we'll make sure that we're not in a position where we're one goal down, having to go in the third. We'll be up and we can manage the game from there.
Well, we've got a chance to get that momentum back. We've got a two-game weekend coming up. The first game back here at the Forum on Saturday is against a Nottingham Lions side who haven't had a game for quite some time. So it's going to be interesting to see how they approach the game.
Well, Nottingham, you never know with them, because they're a lot better team than they used to be this year. and they've got, I think, six or seven players who are away with the GB University team as well. So it's not that a lot of them haven't played. Some of them might have played maybe down a division if that they can, but we've got some that are coming back from a University World Championship. So yeah, we expect them still to be, we've got to approach every game like it's the hardest game in the world, and you know, instead of thinking it's just going to be easy, because then we're going to be, it's going to be tough for us. But yeah, who knows with them, like you say, we want to put another good performance in, and you know, the crowd are coming down supporting us every week, and like tonight, they're there, they managed to get the rewards from quite a few years of, you know, us being on the wrong side of stuff. We want to keep that going in front of them, and you know, that support is fantastic for us.
So we've got the home game on Saturday, and then we've got a really tough time on the road at Blackburn, who are improving week on week. It's been quite interesting to see how they're climbing up the league. So they're by no means going to be any sort of pushover next week.
No, and I think, like let's say it, look, most teams in our league are capable of turning over the other team. Blackburn down in their place is always a hard place to go. It should suit us, because a bigger rink should suit us with the kind of players that we, you know, some of those younger free-flowing players who like the space. So yes, we're going to have to make sure we defensively we're very, very strong on that bigger rink as well. But I'm sure we can do it, and like I say, just one game at a time. Let's get Saturday out of the way. We'll then regroup, ready for Sunday. Hopefully it'll be on the back of a win, and then we can, like you say, try and get that bit of a run going.
Well, I'm sure it's been a North East top dog derby win for the Stars today. You must be off home for a beer now.
Yeah, maybe it's not a beer, but yes, it's good to have. And, you know, at the end of the day for us, we've just got to keep kind of focused. It's one game at a time. Every team, yes, it's a derby game, but it's another game for us. It's another victory. It's getting us on the right track where we want to be, and we just have to build from it. So it's back to work on Wednesday for the boys, and you know, we've got to keep improving each week, because other teams have got that opportunity to try and knock us down a peg or two.